love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. Hey, beautiful people, it is your girl Olanike LC bringing you another Selfish Talk, and this one is called Fuck What You Heard, Self-Love is Selfish. Before I get into today's episode, I definitely wanted to shout out Ophelia's Natural Goodness. Miss Leah has been taking care of me for these past few weeks in Atlanta, and if you are a person residing in Atlanta that is looking for meal prepped, vegan, gluten-free, and soy-free meals delivered to your doorstep weekly, then I really highly recommend you going to ophelia'snaturalgoodness.com. I will have her information linked below, including her Instagram. It has definitely helped my health in a tremendous way and allowed me to eat vegan majority of the week. No, I am not a vegan, but I do know the health benefits of being vegan and eating plant-based. And so majority of my week, that is what I will eat. And so if you are transitioning or you just want to eat a little bit more healthier, then I definitely highly recommend you hitting up Leah at ophelia'snaturalgoodness.com. Also, we are now taking podcast sponsorships. If you have a business or something you want the world to know about that is somewhat self-love related, please go to selfishbabe.com and click on advertise with us. That also includes in-app advertisements. All right, now my beautiful selfish babe, let's get into today's episode. It's Fuck What You Heard, Self-Love is Selfish. I've been meaning to record this episode for a really long time. I made this post on Instagram about self-love being selfish. When was this post done? On June 5th of 2017. And the reason why I freaking made this Instagram post is because it really gets on my nerves, really. It's like a pet peeve when I hear that self-love is not selfish. And I think that quote has gone around Instagram and social media so many freaking times, and people just repost it because it fucking sounds good. Just repost, repost, repost. But if we stopped and actually thought about the quote and we actually analyzed it, right, it says self-love is not selfish, really, because if self-love isn't selfish, then what is it, you know? And I think the reason people don't want to say that self-love is selfish is because automatically there's a whole huge negative connotation around the word selfish. And what I'm working on with doing with Selfish Babe, the whole point of kind of why I came up with Selfish Babe is because I'm letting people know and letting women know that it's okay to be selfish, right? So in my post, I'm going to read word for word what I put in my post. It says, self-love is selfish, and there is nothing wrong with this. Let's change our perspective and stop trying to water it down like it's not. It's okay to be selfish for yourself. It's your life. You got to be happy. I'm concerned about my personal pleasure, and I'm okay with that. And for the next post, I put the definition of selfish. I literally went online and Googled define selfish, and this is what it says. It said, concerned excessively or exclusively with oneself, seeking or concentrating on one's own advantage, pleasure, or well-being without regard for others. 2, arising from concern with one's own welfare or advantage in disregard of others, a selfish act. And I think what really turns people off about the word selfish is that last part, you know, without regard for others, right? And my thing is, why is that a problem, right? Why is it a problem to choose yourself without regard for other people? Why is it a problem to say, hey, I'm going to go do this and I don't care about your opinion about it? Why is it a problem? Because let me let you know this. A lot of people agreed with me and were like, wow, you know, this totally changed their mindset on this. But then there was one person that commented this, and I want to say this because you may be thinking this, right? She said, self-care is different than selfishness. One only requires that you concern yourself with your well-being and don't let others jeopardize that. The other means you would walk over or through anyone else to get what you want. That's not loving to yourself or others. So I'm going to say that again. The other means you would walk over or through anyone else to get what you want. That's not loving to yourself or others. So this is where I think that we're putting words in dictionary.com's mouth, right? Because nowhere in the definition of selfish that I Googled did it say you would walk over or through anyone else to get what you want. But I think as humans, we have just really gave our own definition to this word of selfish. We have transformed it, and now it has this whole huge negative connotation around it. Because the definition I just read, y'all, which says concerned excessively or exclusively with oneself, seeking or concentrating on one's own advantage, pleasure, or well-being without regard for others, and there is no problem with that, does not say that you're going to walk over other people to get what you want. That didn't say that at all from that definition. But I think automatically when people think of selfish, that's automatically what comes to mind. And I don't want that to be what comes to mind. I just want you to know that Olanike Osi, the founder and CEO of Selfish Babe, is saying that it is okay to be selfish. It's saying that it's okay to make choices without regard for other people because the choice that you made was for you. Again, the choice that you made was for you. It wasn't for other people. So why is that a problem? Why is it a problem to be selfish? It's wonderful to be selfish. It's like I'm choosing to read a book because I want to read this book. I don't give a fuck if Lucy, Sally, and Jill did not fucking like this book. I'm gonna read this book because I motherfucking want to read the book. I'm motherfucking selfish. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm gonna wear this outfit because I want to wear this outfit. I didn't ask Louis, Jill, or Scott what they think about my outfit because I frankly don't care. I'm making a selfish decision in my self-love and saying, hey, I'm gonna wear this outfit because I want to wear this outfit. I want to do this for myself. Or I'm gonna give you another personal example that I had yesterday. So yesterday, I decided to do 24 hours really without talking or having my phone on me. And the reason I wanted to do this is because I really wanted to do some internal reflection for myself, which is why I said, okay, I'm going to turn off my phone and I'm also going to be in my apartment that I share with my boyfriend and I'm not going to talk roughly for about 24 hours. It didn't last all 24 hours, just so y'all know, but it was like a long time. And that was an act that I did out of me loving myself selfishly because I'm like, I need to do this for myself. I need to figure out what I want for my life, right? And so my action of me saying I'm going to have a silent day and turn off my phone all day and not speak as well so I can really focus on my thoughts, the act is selfish because I didn't have any thoughts about other people. It was a choice that I made for myself and there is nothing wrong with that. Now, I still communicated this to those that are very close to me or those that I talk to every day. So I live with my boyfriend. I'm not just going to wake up the next day and not talk and not tell him why I'm not talking. I made sure I said, hey, babe, I'm going to be having a silent day, blah, blah, blah. He understood that. And if we had to communicate, I wrote something down on a piece of paper and he communicated that way too, or he talked if he wanted to, right? Or let's say some people that I talk to every day, including my girlfriend. Yes, I do have a boyfriend and I do have a girlfriend. I'll have that another podcast episode. But hey, I said, told my girlfriend, hey, I'm going to be having a silent day. I told her right before I went on my silent day, I said, hey, I'm going to be talking to you on this day. She completely understood. I'm not just going to turn off my phone and not communicate for a whole 24 hours and not let her know. Why? Because I am still a responsible communicator, which should this podcast episode about having responsible communication and not ghosting is already one that's up. If you have not listened to this episode about being a responsible communicator, I suggest that you listen to it. It should be the one right before this one. So why is it that people think when you're selfish, you can't be a responsible communicator? When you're selfish, that you can't be a giver, when you're selfish, that you still can't be a wonderful friend, right? The thing is, you can still be selfish and be a wonderful friend. You can still be selfish and be a wonderful communicator. You can still be selfish and be a giver. So I am selfish with myself and my time, and my self-love is selfish because what I do for myself is for me without regard to other people. So as a selfish babe, when you're saying, hey, I'm a selfish babe, you really have to take into account the word selfish is there for a reason. I didn't just come up with selfish babe and think, oh my God, I'm doing self-love and, you know, it's not a selfish act. No, bit. It's a selfish act for a reason. And I want us to really change our mindsets and our thoughts around the word selfish. Instead of it being so super negative and downing and like this disgusting thing and this person, this evil person that's going to step all over somebody. No, it's a person that puts themselves first, especially when it comes to their self-love. They are choosing themselves for themselves as well as for the well-being of other people. I said being selfish does not deem you a bad person, but a person who is willing to choose themselves every time for their personal well-being and yours, right? And I want you to really think about that. I want you to think about a person that is steeped within their self-love and they are selfish versus somebody that is not selfish and is not steeped in their self-love, right? And so maybe think about this. Who wants to be around someone who doesn't choose themselves? If you said, yes, I would love to be around somebody that does not choose themselves, that means you want to take advantage of that person. And that is not a good thing, okay? You want to be around people that choose themselves. People that choose themselves are honest. They're learning and growing in their own right. They're genuine because if you know if they're hanging out with you, it's because they want to hang out with you because they choose themselves. And so their fucking time is valuable. So if they're sharing their space and their time with you, honey, that means that it's genuine, right? And that's because they want to do so. Their cup overflows with goodness. And I know I want to be a part of that energy. I want to be a part of the energy of friends who take their self-love and who are very selfish with their time. Because for me, when they are choosing themselves, they are learning and growing. That is so important. Rather than somebody who is always give, 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 and they end up very overdrained, very overworked, possibly suicidal, and very unhappy because they either put themselves last or they put themselves second majority of the time. And when you find people that are always putting themselves last or second for other people, I'm gonna be real with you. There is no way that they're really, really, really happy on the inside. Because, I mean, I think about this with myself, right? When I was back in grad school and I was super busy and I was taking all on these roles, even in undergrad, taking on all these roles and just doing is because I felt like I had to do that. I wanted to be busy. I wanted to be a part of the mix all the time. But then when you're a part of the mix all the time and you're always doing, you don't have a lot of time for yourself. And when you don't have a lot of time for yourself or you don't make the time for yourself, then like I mentioned, you're going to be unhappy. You may even be suicidal. You may be very overworked and drained. And then it's like you're just a people pleaser. And being a people pleaser is not a good thing. That's not a compliment, right? You want to make sure that, yeah, you want to be able to be a helper. You want to be able to be a giver, but you also want to integrate selfishness into your lifestyle. And so if you are a woman who's like, damn, I am like that. I'm a people pleaser. Like I always want to give. And then it's like, anytime I have alone time for myself, I schedule something else in. And I'm like, you know what I'm going to say to you? That means that you are avoiding yourself for some reason. That means you know that time that you have for yourself, you either feel guilty for some reason for having time for yourself, or you are avoiding something within yourself. And so I want you to kind of think about, if you are a people pleaser, that you got to please yourself, right? You got to put yourself in that equation. So maybe say, hey, I'm a people pleaser, but did I please myself, right? Did I do this? Was I a little selfish this week? You got to put yourself into the mix. And so I just really want you, selfish babe, to think about the word selfish. It's not being a bad thing, but to be something that empowers you, to be something that allows you to take your power back and to stand into your power. Hell yeah, I'm motherfucking selfish. Hell yeah, I'm going to do this because I know that this is going to be for my benefit without regard for anybody else. I'm going to go take this vacation because I know that I need it. I may go to the gym and say, hey, I'm not going to hang out with Sally early today because I'm choosing to go to the gym and focus on me. Hell yeah, that's selfish because I know I need to do that. Hell yeah, I'm going to sit here and read this damn book that I've been saying I'm going to read for the last freaking 3 weeks and I haven't. I've been doing every other thing but that, but I'm going to be selfish today and choose myself and read this book because I know it's for my betterment. And so selfish does not always mean that the things that you are choosing to do yourself may really make you smiley and happy, right? I know a lot of people talk about this. I know, like me, going to the gym does not make me smiley and happy, but guess what? I know that it's good for my health. Hey, example, eating a salad from Ophelia's Natural Goodness does not always make me happy. But guess what? I know that the greens that I am taking into my body is going to nourish my body. It's going to nourish my soul. Why? Because greens have a vibrational energy. Anything that we have has a vibrational energy. It's going to nourish my soul and my physical body. And I'm like, dang, I mean, I like greens like that, but my ass is going to eat it because I know it's good for me and it's a selfish act. I may invest into mail delivery and I may like, hey, oh, I don't want to spend an extra $100 this week, but I know that I'm not going to cook. So I'm going to take the selfish act and I'm going to choose to have this meal delivery because I know that I need to eat healthy for at least the whole month. I know that I need to take my health into account, right? That I need to be alive for a very long time. And so I just want to say, selfish babe, that it's okay to be selfish. There's a reason why I call it selfish, babe. It's not a bad thing. So let's start saying, hell yeah, that I'm selfish, that I'm proud to be a selfish babe because I'm proud to choose myself. I am proud to choose myself every single time because then my cup can overflow. And then as my cup overflows, other people around me can benefit. If a mom is so happy with herself because she took the time to include joy in her day, whether that's listening to a song or watching a movie or, you know, taking a nap, she took joy into account. She was selfish and chose to section off that time to herself. She's going to be so much better for her children. She's going to be so much better for her partner. She's going to be so much better for her employers or anybody else that she interacts with. When people are selfish and they choose themselves, they become better people for other people to interact with. When somebody is not selfish and always putting people ahead of them, then they are not better people to interact with. And you may have a few people like this in your life. And this is why people say it's important to check on these people too, because a lot of these people that are super giving, they're not going to tell you what's going on with them. They're not going to tell you what's wrong, but you can be a good friend and be like, hey, were you a little selfish today? You know, were you a little selfish this week? Did you have time for yourself? Did you make time for yourself? I'm going to scratch that. Not did you have time? Did you make time for yourself this week? Because a lot of times we do have the time. It's about us making time. Did you make time for yourself this week? So if you know somebody like that, be a good selfish babe and reach out to your fellow developing selfish babe and be like, hey girl, did you make the time for yourself this week? Did you make time to be selfish? Because there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So I just really wanted to make sure that I cleared the air on that. That is really why I called it selfish babe, is because it's a woman who selfishly and authentically loves herself. She's choosing those choices without regard to other people. She's choosing those choices for herself only because her happiness is what matters. And when you are happy and you are fulfilled or you are adding things into your life that you choose for you, the universe is going to open up in such an amazing way for you. So being selfish is not a bad thing. Being selfish is something that is beneficial for you. And so my selfish babe, if you have not been a little bit more selfish this week, then I'm affirming into your life that you are going to be a little bit more selfish this week and that you are selfish this week. And if you need a little help, let's come on with the affirmation. All right, so I have some affirmations that you can say to be a little bit more selfish in your life. If you don't have a pen and paper, you can get a pen and paper to write these down, or you can simply repeat them after me. Here we go. I am willing to choose myself. I am willing to choose myself. I choose myself. I choose myself. I choose me. I choose me. I am okay with being selfish for my personal well-being. I am okay with being selfish for my personal well-being. Being selfish empowers me. Being selfish empowers me. I am proud to be a selfish babe because I am proud to choose myself. I am proud to be a selfish babe because I am proud to choose myself. I can still be selfish and compassionate. I can still be selfish and compassionate. I can still be selfish and a giver. I can still be selfish and a giver. Because I am selfish, I am a better person for others. Because I am selfish, I am a better person for others. So I'm affirming that you really like these affirmations. And if you love them, definitely type them up on Instagram or social media and share them with me at OlinikeOC or at Selfish Babes so I can repost. All right, my beautiful Selfish Babe, I love you very much. I'm affirming that this podcast helps you be a little bit more selfish. Have an amazing day. Mwah. Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow at Selfish Babes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at OlinikeOC. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah. New advertisement alert. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is now accepting podcast sponsorships. So if you have a business or maybe a service or something that you want the world to know, that you want all the Selfish Babes in the world to know about, and you want to advertise on our podcast, you can now do that by going to selfishbabe.com and clicking advertise with us.